The Masthead, the Siemens Church Institute, in this issue, February 2023, SCI's Mark Nesselhut and Phil Shiflin to speak at CMA Shipping Conference 2023. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin attends subcommittee meeting on human element training and watchkeeping in London. Pastoral Activity Report, Chaplain Associate, the Reverend Garrett Burns. International Seafarers Center welcomes community at the crossing. See you on the mountain. 2023 Siemens Church Institute Mountain Challenge, September 28th to October 1st, 2023. Mount Snow, Vermont. Learn more and register. SiemensChurch.org/MC2023. Thank you to Cargill for supporting the 2023 Mountain Challenge as our lead sponsor. To learn more about sponsorship opportunities for this event or for more information, please email martinchallenge@siemenschurch.org or call 212-401-4027. CMA Shipping. SCI's Mark Nesselhut and Phil Shiflin to speak at CMA Shipping Conference 2023. The Connecticut Maritime Association, CMA, Shipping Conference is among the premier gatherings for maritime leadership in North America. The Siemens Church Institute has been a supporter of this high-profile event since its inception. This year, SCI President and Executive Director Mark Nesselhut will join a six-person roundtable discussion focused on crew supply and recruiting the next generation seafarers. In another session, Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shiflin will join Mission to Seafarers Director of Program Ben Bailey in a panel discussion on normalizing a healthy approach to mental health and work in the maritime industry. The conference takes place in Stamford, Connecticut on March 21st to 23rd, 2023. SCI in the news. Sexual assault is the elephant in the room for shipping. Speaking of Sea Trade Maritime News ahead of his appearance at CMA Shipping in Connecticut, March 21st to 23rd, Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director at the Siemens Church Institute, said SASH in Maritime had been a recent focus for the Institute and for regulators, both national and international. Read more in Sea Trade, February 10th, 2023. CMA Shipping, 2023. Sea Trade Maritime News. Sexual assault is the elephant in the room for shipping. Addressing sexual assault and sexual harassment, SASH, in the maritime industry is essential for seafarer welfare and attracting new talent on a national and international level. Gary Howard, February 8, 2023. Speaking to Sea Trade Maritime News ahead of the appearance at CMA Shipping in Connecticut, March 21st to 23rd, Mark Nesselhut, President and Executive Director at the Siemens Church Institute, said SASH in Maritime had been a recent focus for the Institute and for regulators, both national and international. Nesselhut said the issue came into focus 2 years or so ago when cadets and midshipmen came forward to report cases of sexual assault and rape aboard vessels. The issue was picked up by the Institute, and the U.S. Maritime Administration was prompted to try and figure out how to address the problem with initiatives trickling down to state maritime colleges. But it's not just an issue in the U.S. If you go to an IMO meeting or an ILO meeting, one of the concerns is sexual assaults, sexual harassment, answering questions like what kind of training needs there are, what sort of teeth there needs to be in any sort of enforcement, and how they would go about doing that, said Nesselhut. The Siemens Church Institute played a role promoting the issue of shore leave provision for mariners in 2014. Nesselhut hopes the Institute can play a similar guiding role in tackling SASH issues, supporting work at the IMO, ILO, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ultimately, Nesselhut said the issue is to the detriment of the entire industry as it tackles the challenges of attracting and retaining talent. If you're really talking about crew recruitment and retention, do you really want to have an industry that basically excludes 50% of the workforce because it's considered an unsafe environment or a hostile environment for them to work in? Nesselhut will take part in the session Ship Management Roundtable Crew Supply and Recruiting the Next Generation Seafarers at CMA Shipping 2023. Check out the full CMA Shipping 2023 program on the event website. Making the maritime industry welcome to everyone is an important objective, said Nesselhut, as the sector faces recruitment challenges and the world of work at sea and ashore evolves. Seafarers spend less and less time ashore as they travel the world, limiting the distances they can travel from port if their watch schedule even allows them time ashore at all. As life at sea becomes more restricted, roles ashore have become increasingly flexible as the practice of working from home is adopted and employees have more opportunities to strike the work-life balance they desire. While different working conditions and lifestyles will suit different individuals, steps can be taken to soften the impact of long periods away from home, said Nesselhut. At the Seamen's Church, one of the things we really advocated for along with other organizations is universal internet access, that is, for all mariners. I think some shipping executives or government agencies might hear that and think seafarers want to be able to stream Netflix while they're on vessels. Quite frankly, what universal internet access provides is the ability to be in contact with your family. It provides the ability to activate and utilize a lot of these new ship-to-shore and shore-to-ship services around mental health and counseling, said Nesselhut. The progression of time is making these issues even more important, especially in the U.S. market, where the baby boom generation are reaching retirement and the smaller Generation X struggles to fill the available roles, he added. The Seamen's Church Institute has been working with the CMA shipping event since its inception, with ceremonial duties such as the opening blessings and prayers and practical contributions to the show's conference agenda over the past two decades. The Institute works on seafarer rights issues through its Center for Mariner Advocacy, working on issues such as seafarer abandonment and piracy at national and international levels. In addition to ship visits, welfare work, and its advocacy center, the Seamen's Church Institute also has an education and training side with ongoing maritime education and facilities and simulators for Wärtsilä and Kongsberg. We have three big divisions that are all somehow related in the sense that in the 1830s, when we started doing this, our whole goal was to advance the lives and livelihoods of seafarers. One way to do that was through education. The other ways to do it through immediate one-on-one transactions. The other was to do it through advocating for seafarers at Capitol Hill in the States, or now with international organizations, said Nesselhut. Looking ahead to CMA Shipping 2023, Nesselhut teased, I've got a quote that I'll use when I'm on the panel that I don't want to leak out too early. Let's just say we learned a lot from COVID about mental health and a great deal more. Reverend Christine Brunson underway as SCI's new Houston-based chaplain. New SCI chaplain, the Reverend Christine Brunson, was installed in a ceremony at the Houston International Seafarer Center in the Port of Houston on Friday, January 27th. SCI's senior chaplain for ministry on the river, the Reverend Thomas Rhodes, presided over the ceremony. Read more in Workboat, February 1st, 2023. Workboat. February 1st, 2023, Reverend Christine Brunson underway as SCI's new Houston-based chaplain. By Workboat staff in People and Products. New SCI chaplain, the Reverend Christine Brunson, was installed in a ceremony at the Houston International Seafarer Center in the Port of Houston on Friday, January 27th. SCI's senior chaplain for ministry on the river, Reverend Thomas Rhodes, presided over the ceremony. Seamen's Church Institute recently welcomed its newest ministry on the river chaplain, the Reverend Christine Brunson. Aside from the routine onboarding paperwork, Chaplain Brunson joined SCI Senior Chaplain Reverend Thomas Rhodes and Chaplain Associate Dallas Hughes, Houston, in visiting boats and maritime companies along the Texas Gulf Coast for much of last week. Brunson was officially installed as an SCI chaplain in a ceremony at the port at the Houston International Seafarer Center Chapel, led by Chaplain Rhodes. With more boat visits planned in the coming weeks, Brunson will also receive additional chaplaincy training and maritime company introductions from long-serving SCI Chaplain Associate Captain Joy Manthey. It has been a pleasure getting to know Christine, and we're excited to have her join our SCI Chaplain team, Chaplain Rhodes said in a statement announcing Brunson's installation. She possesses competence and self-assurance and has been a comfort to the mariners she's met with already. We are truly excited to have Christine joining our team of chaplains focused on serving inland and intercoastal mariners. SCI President and Executive Director Mark Nesselhuth said, "In addition to her exceptional credentials, I am particularly impressed by her past work with veterans and first responders around issues of trauma and resilience, and her recent relief work at the Ukraine-Poland border, resettling families following Russia's invasion of Ukraine." The Reverend Christine Brunson comes to SCI from St. Aidan's Episcopal Church in Cypress, Texas. A native Texan, she earned her BA and MS degrees from Baylor University and her MDIV degree from the Episcopal Theological Seminary of the Southwest. "My first couple of weeks with SCI have been much like work on the river, ever-changing, fun, and full of excitement at what lies around the bend," Brunson said about her experience so far. "I have enjoyed getting to know the mariners who are traveling the Houston Ship Channel and Gulf Coast region. As they teach me their language and customs, I can see how genuine they are. I am learning that their work is the lifeblood of this country, and I'm honored to serve as their chaplain. I've also enjoyed getting to know SCI's senior staff in New York and the staff at the CME here in Houston. SCI is a historic organization, and I am grateful to step into its ranks in the Ministry on the River program." New SCI chaplain Christine Brunson joined SCI chaplain associate Dallas Hughes in visiting the crew of Golding Barge Line's MV Mike Huckabee. Onboarding continues in February for Chaplain Brunson. She will be attending events and trainings in Houston, the benefit gala of the Women Offshore Foundation on February 18th, working with the Reverend Chaplain David Shirk, SCI Paducah, Kentucky, to receive ASSIST, A-S-I-S-T, Suicide Prevention Training, on February 20th to 24th, and the AWO Regional Safety Training on February 28th with Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shifflin. Founded in 1834, the Seamen's Church Institute is the largest and most comprehensive mariner service agency in North America. The Seamen's Church Institute, through its Center for Maritime Education, Center for Mariner Advocacy, Port Newark International Seafarer Center, and Ministry on the River, promote safety, dignity, and improved working and living conditions for the men and women serving in the maritime workplace. Seamen's Church Institute. For more information, please visit www.seamenschurch.org. Contact Evan Brown, SCI Communications, ebrown@seamenschurch.org, 917-922-3376. Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shifflin attends subcommittee meeting on human element training and watchkeeping in London. The Seamen's Church Institute's Center for Mariner Advocacy Director Phil Shifflin attended the International Maritime Organization's Human Element Training and Watchkeeping, HTW, subcommittee February 6th to 10th in London, England, as the representative for the International Christian Maritime Association's delegation. HTW is the subcommittee that is focused on the human side of shipping. In this meeting, the subcommittee established a working group to, amongst other things, work on standards, training, certification, and watchkeeping, STCW requirements, focused on the prevention of and response to bullying, harassment, sexual harassment, and sexual assault. Phil's presence at this meeting is part of SCI's longstanding partnership with other global maritime welfare organizations in our ongoing efforts to advance regulations regarding the treatment and improve working conditions for mariners and seafarers. 2023 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, April 20th, 2023, Houston, Texas. Save the date, Thursday, April 20th, 2023, Marriott Marquis, Houston, 1777 Walker Street, Houston, Texas, 77010, 11 a.m. check-in, 11:30 to 1 p.m. luncheon. The Seamen's Church Institute is proud to be honoring Dennis Steger for this year's Lifetime Achievement Award. For additional information on sponsorships and tickets, please contact mtbl@seamenschurch.org or call 212-401-4072. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. Pastoral Activity Report, Chaplain Associate, the Reverend Garrett Burns. A few years ago, and with the encouragement of the Reverend Kempton Baldridge, SCI's Paducah-based chaplain from 2011 to 2022, I joined SCI's team as a Chaplain Associate. Occasions arise when SCI's full-time chaplains cannot deploy in a timely manner, and the Institute needs to rely on its team of chaplain associates to assist mariners and maritime companies. Thus, at the company's request and directed by Tom Rhodes, I was asked to meet and provide some comfort to a crew who were going to be told that one of their ranks had died as a result of a tragic automobile accident. As soon as I arrived, I was greeted by the port captain, who apprised me of the situation. He told me that the crew I was about to meet with were on a shift change. The port captain introduced me to the MV captain and then called the crew to the wheelhouse. The deceased mariner was part of the crew of 10, and most were friendly with him. Once the crew was up top, the port captain shared some information about Edward's accident and burial and introduced me as an SCI chaplain associate. I was received warmly, and they all knew my purpose for being on board. I shared that our full-time chaplains have been tracking the situation and providing pastoral care as they were able. I then asked about their thoughts concerning Edward. Edward usually worked a typical shift, 6 to 8 weeks. He was young, single, and looking for extra opportunities to work. He was smart, capable of hauling rope and tying barges, and had a natural aptitude for river mariner work. The captain noted that he was ambitious and on track, that he had had the potential to achieve captain at a young age. Edward was the youngest son in his family and had two older brothers. He had plans to buy a new truck in the near future, and the crew recently celebrated his birthday with a cake on board. As a chaplain associate, I primarily provided a ministry of presence, a CISM review, notice of death and emotions surrounding the call, and a life review. When the group finished sharing their thoughts, I offered a prayer for the entire crew and told them that I was available for personal counseling. Still, I specifically made a point of touching base and conversing with the crew members with whom Edward was closest. I left them all with contact cards and a postcard with an encouraging note for the entire crew. I later followed up with the port captain and MV captain. I expressed my gratitude for their hospitality and thanked them for thinking of their crew in requesting chaplain services. I reported my visit to Tom so he can keep track of additional follow-ups. The Reverend Garrett Burns is an ordained Presbyterian minister and U.S. Navy Reserve chaplain. Center for Maritime Education. CME is hiring simulator instructor. SCI Center for Maritime Education is seeking an experienced simulator instructor for its Paducah, Kentucky facility. This is a full-time, on-site, shoreside position. If you know of a mariner who might be interested in this position, please forward this link, seamanschurch.org/instructor. International Seafarer Center welcomes community at the crossing. Recently, SCI's International Seafarer Center in Port Newark welcomed visitors from Kemenouf and Cathedral of St. John the Divine as they launched Community at the Crossing, a group made up of young people from across the USA and across Christian denominations who choose to take a year out of their normal pathway. The group is exploring possible partnership opportunities in the port working with seafarers. Today, they were out visiting vessels in the port with SCI chaplains. While our chaplains and chaplain associates have always been busy making visits to vessels in the port, it has been so wonderful to see the seafarers, truckers, and port workers steadily come through our doors and enjoy the center as we move further away from the restrictions endured as a result of COVID. The ISC offers recreational and personal spaces and transport to the local mall or vaccination centers. Make a gift to support mariners and seafarers. Pastoral care, legal advocacy, professional training. A donation to the Seamen's Church Institute helps us support mariners and seafarers with the challenges they face and the demanding work they do. Thank you. From the SCI Archives, with just a few carnival days left before Mardi Gras, now more than ever is a time for beignets or donuts. As a staple of the laborer's diet, donuts were an important part of SCI services at 25 South Street, also featuring prominently in many social events. Let's hope National Coffee Day isn't far off. From SCI's Historical Resources. Thank you to our corporate partners, sustaining sponsors, ACBL, American Commercial Barge Line, and Ingram. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Moran, Tote, Trinity Church, Wall Street. And in-kind sponsor, Seward & Kissel, LLP. Subscribe to the masthead at the Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, write to the Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004, and complete an online subscription form. Until the masthead for March 2023, I'm Don Sheets. All rights reserved. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.